Recent statistics from the United Kingdom wildlife charity, Butterfly Conservation, shows the average number of butterflies and moths per count is the lowest they have ever been recorded. Jessica speaks to Jackie Knight from Moths and Butterflies New Zealand Trust about who says urgent action is needed to save butterfly and moth species in Aotearoa. She started off the interview by asking Knight about the trust and the work they are doing.
So I started the Monarch Butterfly New Zealand Trust in 2005, and people were very supportive of our work saving the monarch butterfly in New Zealand. But then more people asked me, what are you doing about New Zealand's other butterflies? And I didn't know that there were many or any, in fact. So we've broadened our brief, and now we're the Moths and Butterflies of New Zealand Trust, because we have about 2,000 species of moth and butterfly in New Zealand, and over 90% of them are endemic. That means they're only found in New Zealand. So we should be looking after them more. And we do that through encouraging other people to plant habitat. And I go into schools and talk about the importance of our butterflies and moths.
Yeah, and are we seeing a global trend of low numbers being recorded of moths and butterflies? And are we seeing this in New Zealand as well?
Yes, it's difficult in New Zealand because there's not enough people are aware of our species. So if you don't know that something exists, how can you go about protecting it or even doing counts? But they've been doing that work for many years in Britain. This year, the data that's come out of Britain is that there are even less butterflies and moths being seen than previous years, which is tragic.
And what sort of factors might be causing this decline?
Well, there's not just one factor. It's the climate change would be having an impact on them, and less habitat. It's very important that people understand that all butterflies and moths need two types of plants to survive. So they need host plants for the females to lay their eggs on and for the caterpillars to feed on. And they also need nectar for the adult species. Now, over the last 20 or 30 years, there has been an emphasis on planting easy-to-maintain gardens. Quite often, there's no flowers, and a lot of the flowering plants that are being designed are very low in nectar quality. People want more petals and more colour, and sometimes the breeders who cross various plants to make an improved plant don't think about the pollinators. Yes, so planting simple flowers is very good for butterflies and moths and birds as well, because birds love eating caterpillars. So we can always, if we have more caterpillars, we can always spare a few for the birds.
Yes, and I suppose as well as them being pretty, like you said, there is some also some implications of if we are seeing a decline in butterflies and moths. So if, I guess for your average person that perhaps isn't the most interested in moths and butterflies in their everyday life, why is this something that's important for us to be concerned about?
Because butterflies and moths are pollinators, and I think it's over 3/4 of our food depends on pollination. For example, in a paddock where a cow's grazing or a sheep is grazing, there's grass, which the cow eats, but there's also clover. That's a very important ingredient in the livestock's diet. And clover is pollinated by bees and butterflies and moths. So we have to ensure that our pollinators are being looked after. It's all part of the mix, the biodiversity in our gardens and on our farms.
Yeah, absolutely. And can you talk a little bit about what made you interested in butterflies and moths and to do work in this area?
I have had a lifelong interest in nature, and it's one of the most beautiful things to be working with people, teaching them about the beauty of various things that you can see in your garden and in the parks, and creating that awareness and appreciation. I just love my work. Yes, and going into schools and talking to children and teachers as well. Teachers quite often are surprised at some of the information you can give them to help them understand what goes on in nature.
Right, and I suppose now being locked down, have you been able to connect with some of these schools, or is there things that people can be doing during lockdown?
Yes, I've been running Zoom sessions with some schools, right. To teach the children more and answer their questions. They're always thirsty for knowledge, and it's surprising some of the ideas and ideas that children come up with.
And for people listening, is there anything that they could be doing during lockdown to understand more about
Yes, they can buy some seeds and plant some plants for the spring and the summer, nectar plants. There's good list on our website, and they can follow our page and get the latest tips and tricks to improve your garden to make it more of a welcoming habitat for butterflies and moths.
That was Jackie Knight discussing moths and butterflies in New Zealand with Jessica.